Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Red in the Game Radio, with your host DJ Smith, an international call.
Interface complete.
All right. I don't want to hear no more about you. You know what I'm saying? I want to rep for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? I'm repping for the ladies today. Today's show is, get my little porn music started real quick, y'all. Hold on 1 second. Excuse me, homie. Get your ass out the way. And let me get on over here and start my shit. Get my porn music started. A little porn music. And, today is featured Indie Artist Friday, and we presenting Q Harper out of Detroit, Michigan. We holding it down real big, man. It's your motherfucking big ace captain, ace boom, whatever the hell you want to call it, making room, zoom, zoom, zoom. We is up in the building, man. We holding it down for the ladies today, you know what I'm saying? All the females, you know what I'm saying? Y'all call in 347-237-5125. You know what I'm saying? We got Mr. Q Harper, R&B sensation. He's going to be holding it down, man. And get 5 ladies on the line. I have them sing to the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Do it real big like that. You know what I'm saying? We've got to have 5 ladies on the line for him to sing to. You know what I'm saying? And, it's going in like that. So, shouts out to Miss Computer Lady for the hookup. You know what I'm saying? And any artist out there looking for interviews, you know what I'm saying, hit me up, smellybtr@live.com, that's smellybtr@live.com, and going down real big, you know what I'm saying, so in about 30 minutes, we're going to be doing what it do, you know what I'm saying, and got a lot of music, you know what I'm saying, to really go into them about and talk to them about, you know what I'm saying, and if nobody knows who Mr. Q Harp is, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give y'all a little taste of it. Get a little taste of the man, you know what I'm saying? Real quick like. And this is one little jam I'm going to go in and play for you real quick. This is Hey You, Mr. Q Harp. We're going to start this thing all right. You'll be in the building, you know what I'm saying? Coming through, holding it down with Captain Smell So Good. And I thought you knew live on the Starship Smelly Pride. Wrecking the Game Radio.
Hey, baby. You know, you don't smile like you used to smile, baby. Used to be a certain sparkle in your eye. Where did it go, baby? Took us for granted, now we're fading. Yes, no more love and tenderness. Our communication's all jacked up, such a mess. Oh, baby, baby, I'm not saying anything to walk away from you, but it's merely an admonishment so we can get back to those things that we used to do. Yes, we need to go back. Hey you, hey you, hey you, baby. down the road to that next level called intimacy. That's when I fell in love with you, baby. You fell in love with me. Hey, 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 hey.
My motherfucking power. It's gonna be hot up in this song, bitch. Today, bro. Got all the ladies coming up in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Because today is Q Harp on deck, y'all. We got Q Harp up on deck. For all the ladies, you know what I'm saying? Doing the real big. We done had We had a fellow's date, you know what I'm saying, back to back. It's time to go ahead, you know what I'm saying, and do what we do here, give you some unbiased treatment, baby, you know what I'm saying, internationally. All the way around the world, and I mean the world. Yeah, shout out to Michelle, Shelly K, Rita Shelby, and of course Q Harper now, you know what I'm saying, blessing the airways. And that right there was Miss Rita Shelby holding down that 40, doing it real big right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? I got to go ahead and get my new candy bar out the way. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to purchase this, it'll be available in April 20th right there on 420 and 3009. You know what I'm saying?
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar. Get the fever.
I was always eating fudge, but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts.
God.
Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth. Oh, man, that shit make me laugh every time, motherfucker, yeah. All right, let me go ahead and work this shit on out, man, for y'all real quick, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I'm walking on over here real quick. Excuse me. I'm going to hit y'all up with a couple of fucking more tunes, you know what I'm saying? Because he going to be coming up in here in just a El Segundo. And then we're going to motherfucking do what it does. We're going to go in on Mr. Q Harper. You know what I'm saying? Officially. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do what it do, man. Play a new little cut from Ashwood. You know what I'm saying? It's called Jumping. Right here live. Shouts out to Easy Rider representing Pennsylvania out there. This computer lady up there in Ohio. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, Trilateral Commission's own Trilateral Radio. And that is San Jose, motherfucking California's Goofy Boat.
You don't like me, you need to stop running. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, oh, we got this thing jumping. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop running. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping. You rocking with Ashwood, back like I never left. In a race for the fame, kid, they running out of breath. Study my style, just to get they stuff tighter. I'm an entrepreneur, plus a wicked songwriter. Now every artist wanna push out their DVD. Step it up, no sleep, ENT and HD. Working on a movie, just finished up the script, about to drop a new single. Just finished up the mix, stay in the lab. Drop a 16 with hooks, life is like a soap opera. About to write me a book, it's more to come. It's just the preview, now you gotta start. Cause you get the hand I feed you. Rappers in debt from the dues, you ain't paid yours. What you think they stopped making tempers when they made yours? Mine's the shyster, you don't gotta like it. Put it down every time, ain't nobody like this. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop frontin'. I got this thing jumpin', we got this thing jumpin', we got this thing jumpin', you know we got this thing jumpin'. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop frontin'. I got this thing jumpin', we got this thing jumpin', we got this thing jumpin', you know we got this thing jumpin'. You got your hand out, bring something to the table. I don't get dropped, I drop you from the label. F you pay me, now you feeling wavy. I took you to the next level, don't try to play me. Show you how to grind, go do this here blindfold. Keep talking sideways, I'ma pull a homo. You don't even smoke, but you stay doing high stuff. Talk behind my back, but I had you repping my stuff. Dog, I don't need you, we far from equal. Heard a few threats, but I don't believe you. See, you like to play, need to play with your own kids. If I start clapping, better look out for your own way. Why you so hateful? Lucky I don't waste you. Start a movement like me, how long will it take you? And you went to class still a fool like April. My 45 begging me to get your ass a facial. This time around, your cats want nothing. that you don't like, man. You need to stop running. I got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. You know we got this thing jumping. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like, man. You need to stop fronting. I got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. You know we got
Q Harper coming up. Q Harper coming up. That's real. We got Q Harper coming up, y'all. Right after this, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big right here live. Starts here, Smelly Proud with your boy Captain Smell. No good. Straight out of Tampa Bay, Florida. You know what I'm saying? We're holding it down for the 813. Wrecking the game, entertainment, and the place to be. Let me make a quick call, y'all. Y'all hold on.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
It's time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smellgood, and international co-host, Mrs. Tasha Triple X.
Even though her ass is motherfucking, missing in action and shit, you know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and throw a little something on in the background. And I'm going to give y'all a little brief update, man, because if y'all ain't checked the blog, it's a blog on Mr. Q Harper, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, check out my show page. You can see some pictures, you know what I'm saying? I got like my 4 pictures of featuring him, you know what I'm saying? It go a little in-depth on his background, you know what I'm saying? And give y'all a little brief description, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Q Harper is a native Detroit performer. Sensation. He's the 11th child of 12 children, you know what I'm saying? Born to Quentin Dion Harper on December 29th, 1967. I don't know if you want to put his age out there, but it's out there now. Yeah. And he was born to William and Mary Harper. You know what I'm saying? His love for music was inherited from his father as he began his performance career at the tender age of 5. While under the watchful and demanding tutelage of his father, Mr. William Harper, Q Harper quickly developed an uncanny, almost enigmatic facility with music. And of course, I'm getting all of this off his, various MySpace pages. And I really had to do some work. Actually, I think this came off of CD Baby or something like that, to find his actual bio or Lala. It might have been Lala.com. And that's where his music is featured, and you have a bio. So that's where this is coming from. And, yeah. So he quickly developed an uncanny, you know what I'm saying, almost enigmatic facility with music, a language he actually prefers to what he calls all lesser forms of communication. We're going to go into that, too. His hot new single, Quiet Time, you know what I'm saying, which we got here. It's from his debut album, One, which you can check that out on Amazon.com. You know what I'm saying? It's available for purchase. Also, Lala.com and various other websites. I believe CD Baby, and he all over the place. iTunes, pretty much everywhere. Shows how Q Harper possesses the ability to captivate the listeners with his lyrics, music, and intimate vocals, leave them longing for more of his musical style. Further influences upon Q Harper's soulful R&B inspirations and funk delivery are the likes of the Isley Brothers, which I agree, Phyllis Hyman, I agree, Donny Hathaway, I agree, Marvin Gaye, Al Jarreau, I agree with all of them, but you forgot Will Downing, you know what I'm saying, he got that, you know, he can bring that emphasis like that Will Downing, you know what I'm saying, real deep, you know what I'm saying, he got a lot of styles in me, he can, you know what I'm saying, kind of go off like Stevie Wonder a little bit. You know what I'm saying? He sounded like a whole bunch of people wrapped into one. And, yeah. So, with Trouble Blues overtone, reminiscent of the late Ray Charles, that's what I'm talking about. And at the time when true artists are hard to come by, which is true as hell, you know what I'm saying? One does come by. His influences are Earth, Wind & Fire, The Gap Band, Isley Brothers, The Dramatics, Al Jarreau, Donny Hathaway, Mint Condition, Nat King Cole. Let's see here. Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, Lou Rawls, Daryl Coley, Phyllis Hyman, Bonnie Raitt, Prince, Whispers, Ollie Woodson, and he sounds like Donny Hathaway if you ask him. Currently signed to Harper House Records, LLC. Yeah, that is a little description on the man right there. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Q Harper? You know what I'm saying? So if you didn't know who the man was, shit, I ain't finna read all that again. But you know what I'm saying? You just been.
What to do? This Q Phrase over here on Trey 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power, hanging out, doing what to do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trey 4 and always keeping it lit. That's well-educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
Yeah, man, and if y'all ain't know who that is, they call me DJ FTP because some of these old pussy-ass niggas down here tried me on my smell so good, and they, instead of punching them in their motherfucking eye, you know what I'm saying, I went over here and just gave them an additional name to call me, an un-VIP name. So if you hear somebody call me FTP, you know what I'm saying, they're either a close friend or they just don't know me, and that's the name I told the motherfuckers to call me. Because real people's calling me smell so good. You know what I'm saying? Pussy niggas call me FTP. So, you know, unless you hear Ashley, he'll come up in here, you know what I'm saying, and say, what's up, FTP? Because that's fight the power, fuck the police, and fuck them pussy-ass niggas out there. You know what I'm saying? All haters. And, yeah, that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? So, we're getting into Q Harper today, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to tell y'all to go back and check out the Shelly K archive, man. If you haven't done that, please go back and check that out. It's a featured episode, you know what I'm saying? As soon as you go on my show page, bam, it's right there. And give it a listen, man. You know what I'm saying? We had a good time. But today I'm going a little unorthodox. You know, I'm going to go a little sideways. I'm going to go a little sideways at old Q. You know what I'm saying? So I want y'all ladies to call up. Well, I need five ladies, you know what I'm saying, on the line. You got to call 347-237-5125. You know what I'm saying? When the brother call in and I'm going to have him sing to y'all, he damn sure ain't going to be singing to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't swing that way. You know? So, but yeah, I will go ahead and, you know what I'm saying? Shit, Shelly K sung to me. You know what I'm saying? I was talking so in depth with Rita Shelby. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get a chance for her to go ahead and do the do. But, you know, when we run the follow up, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies, you know what I'm saying? Today, y'all day now. You need to call in, ask all your crazy, intimate questions or whatever you want to, you know, ask. I'm asking, you know what I'm saying, some questions, you know, but it ain't probably going to be what the hell y'all want to hear, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, where your bowl at? You know what I'm saying? What newspaper you read? Yeah, hey, I ain't got no enemy questions for him. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to know your draw size, nigga. We gonna go in on it. You know what I'm saying? We going in. Shouts out to Easy Rider. Everybody riding out on the bridge right now. Goofy Bones. Got two guests off in here. Guests, I would tell you now, normally I don't allow people to sit and just listen to my show from the outside. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel you on the outside listening in. You could be some kids. And this is a rated R show. Yes, this is 21 and up only. So you will have like probably 6 minutes to go ahead and register before Q Harper come on the line. Because once he come on the line, if you're not registered and signed up, you will be getting kicked the hell up out of here. I'm going to let you go and know that now. Yeah, this is Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize Adults Only Radio. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady, a.k.a. Miss PC Bow. And Platinum's Queens West, you know what I'm saying? Coming all the way down here to the south. Appreciate that, baby. You know what I'm saying? God. Got one. Let me see here. I think I got something up my sleeve. What I got something up my sleeve? I got something up my sleeve. Oh, Lord, man. There it go. Just had one thing to say. This is to all the ladies out there. You know what I'm saying? For y'all dates. And coming from your boy, Captain Smell, so good.
Dang, baby, would you like some fries with that shake?
Oh, I pushed the wrong button. You know what I'm saying? Oops.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Now I ain't pushed that one. Now get out of the way, boy. Hey, I'm sorry, y'all. I got a little passenger that rides. Get your punk ass out the way. I got a little passenger that ride around. You know, I practice affirmative action. You know what I'm saying? I got to hire my handicapped folks out there. So, you know, that's what I does. Get one track popping for y'all, man. I represent for Uncle F up in here. You know what I'm saying? This is DJ Uncle F. And it's called Games of Wisdom, man. We're going to go ahead and got a couple more minutes, and we're going to get off in it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. 347-237-5125. Get on the line. Let's see what's on Q Harper.
Relationship, ideas, reason to write this song. True lasting happiness, recognize the thought. Thinking, enjoy the circumstances. God is the plan. Now it's in my hand. Making decisions with the right hand. Making decisions with the left hand. Now I'm fine, not like be fine. Now it's the blessing within. Assemble your thoughts, destroy the devil. The fruit, gain wisdom. Speak wisdom like a philosopher. Study, gain more faith, and destroy the hate. Like I'm like a baby. Swimming in the lake, stand up, yo man up, don't
slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down.
Posing new, posing new. Picture me, just to grab attention. Did I mention the nation will see my ass, the greatest, the baddest, Mr. Handsome. I have God on my side, purpose and theme. You know what I do, you know what I mean. Moral benefits of wisdom upon the heart to understand. Find my hand, right to left, dribbling like if my name was Odyssey to benefit a woman. Pay attention and gain wisdom from Uncle F and pass the test. Because guess what? This nigga's up next. I'm flexing from 9 to 5. Do overtime like I'm getting paid.
Ah, man. Y'all know I'm tripping like a motherfucker, man, because, you know, I'm from the South, and, you know, that type of rap there sound like some D.C. rapping to me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. It's all good. So shout out to D.C. Uncle Elvin, man. I play it all, you know what I'm saying? People be like, hey, smell. Oh, but, you know, that's just because I play everything, you know, I play everything. Because this is music from around the world. And I mean the world. So my dog, Cream Dot out of New York, you know what I'm saying? He got something for y'all ladies. I told you it's all about the ladies today. So I'm going to be playing everything for the ladies. Yeah, because it's going down real big, you know what I'm saying? Did some coochie coupons for y'all ladies out there, you know what I'm saying? A couple of coochie coupons for my dog, Cream Dot. Got a little something for y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Q Harper coming up next. It's going down, featured in the Artist Friday right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio. Artist is Melon Pride. Yeah. Got to smell so good. Got some coupons for all the ladies out there. You got to call in and redeem them.
I let them fly in the wind when the roof's gone. Your boyfriend, old news, it's the new dawn. And in my pockets, a stack of the coochie coupons. You know you love when you see them and wanna do wrong. You wanna slide with your boy and chill to the morn. Go somewhere and get real sweaty and get it on. I don't know, is it my swag or the coochie coupons? Even though my swag is like too strong, I never question the strength of the coochie coupons. And when the dimes walk by, I just flash them. And plus they can see I'm in a drop magnum. And when I jump out, I'm in the latest fashion. Big chain, pinky ring, your boy looking dash on. You better believe the kid be on his job, but still, I don't know is it my swag or the coochie coupons. All the girls saying he's so cool, that man, yeah. He's that dude, yeah. He's so smooth, he's got a mover like Moulin Rouge. Keep him bending like Bouton Stew. Coochie coupons, boo, coochie coupons, baby, coochie coupons. If you want them, I got them, coochie coupons.
Girls act stuck up when they know that they're pretty. I don't know, but when they see the coochie coupons, they get red like spaghetti. They see the dough. See the girls act stuck up when they know that they're pretty. I don't know, but when they see the coochie coupons.
palms, they get wet like spaghetti. They see the dough.
I know, that's the power of them coupons, man. When I make it rain, baby, you gon' dance. When I say your name, shorty, you gon' glance. You wanna impress me? This your chance. My dot man, all the... the stack man, the coochie coupons make them loosen up they strap man. So what's happening? We the new rock stars. And let your friends know that I got them coochie coupons. All the girls saying he's so cool, that man, he's that dude.
Yeah.
He's so smooth, got him moving like Moulin Rouge. Keep him bending like Bouton soup. Coochie coupons, boom, coochie coupons, baby, coochie coupons. If you want them, I got them, coochie coupons. Coochie coupons, baby, coochie coupons. If you want them, I got them, coochie coupons.
In the chat room, keep it clapping up. Keep it clapping up. Well, I mean on the bridge, my bad. You know what I'm saying? We is live right here on the Starship Smelly Prize with your host, Captain Smell So Good, man. Feature in the Artist Friday presents. You already know Detroit, Michigan's own Q Harper. You know what I'm saying? Going in real big, man. Right there's Coochie Coupon.
You told you I was a pig.
You know what I'm saying? By my dog Cream Dot up there in New York. And we got a 313 on the line. Let me go ahead and beam them on in. Call after you hear the beam. You was live on the show, if you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? We finna do this thing real big. And let's see if this is the star of the hour. You dig? Here we go, people. All right, 313, you was in the building.
Hey, what's happening?
All right, this is Mr. Q Harper.
This is Mr. Q Harper. What's happening,
Smelly? We got Mr. Q. Oh, snap, people. Let me take a step back and let me give you this. Let me give you this special rendition, sir. How are you today, first off, sir?
I'm good. How you doing?
All right, here we go. Start the show, people. Mr. Q Harper in the building. Ladies, I need y'all to blow up the line. 347-237-5125. All right. Bring your panties with you. You know what I'm saying? Bring your panties with you. We got free roses at the door. We got free roses at the door. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to come on.
Beam me aboard. Energize.
All right. I had to bring California in the building. I'm sorry. There you go. Goofy Bone is in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got Mr. Q Harper going in, y'all, for the ladies today. You know what I'm saying? Normally, I'd be representing for the male, you know what I'm saying, with my male ego. But, you know what I'm saying, I had to go ahead and flip this thing on up and represent for the women of the world. And I mean
right.
The world. Yeah.
Am I
so,
lying?
Let me get... Yeah, you lying, my brother, my Mexican hombre, my Blaxican.
Hey,
how you doing?
First off, let me say, Mr. Q Harper, it is an honor to hear you on my good friend's show. And I want to let you know on my show, we've been playing your music, and believe me, it's getting a lot of raves and requests because, you know, that's that baby making music. And, you know, a lot of ladies love that kind of music. So I just want to give you a shout out and say thank you for doing what you do, because your music is going to be around for a very long time. I guarantee you that, sir.
Thank you, Doc. I appreciate that. I'm going to keep coming with it, too.
And you hear what he just said, though, the key thing he just said, which you don't hear no more. Because I push mixtapes and all that. And brothers come up to me, Thomas, and man, you got some baby making. These cats ain't singing baby making music no more.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't making babies no more. They trying to get the hit it, quit it, and then they ain't with it no more. And you hear it all in the lyrics. You know, this is.
Hey, Doc, I'm a throwback. I'm a throwback.
Ladies, I need y'all to call in now. I'm telling y'all, because this is y'all moment, like Obama getting in office. This is your moment. This is time for your change right here. You better call in and get your change. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going down real big. Mr. Q Harper, first of all, brother, I do want to say thank you, you know what I'm saying, for taking time out to be live right here on the Starship Smelly Pride, a.k.a. Wrecking the Game Radio. And it's really, I want to thank Miss Computer Lady for the hookup. You know what I'm saying? Because she's very instrumental in everything that we do around here as far as artists. You know what I'm saying? And we only promote independent artists.
So, well, I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, it looks like you're on your way to getting signed, so we probably ain't going to be talking to you much longer.
Doc, all you got to do is say, hey, Mr. Q, tell you how I am.
Oh, yeah, that's
hey,
what's
hey,
up, brother.
Mr. Q Harper, it don't matter if you're signed or if you're not signed, I'm still be hitting skins to your music, brother.
That's it, Doc. That's it.
That is definitely real. Let me beam one more person up. We got 323 beaming up. We got 323 beaming up in the building. And you was live. Give me. I read a brief background on you. Let me go ahead and cue a couple more people in that just might have jumped in here, and then you fill in on anything that I might be missing. How about that?
That's cool.
Cause after I do this, you gonna be like, that nigga done did an essay on me. Yes, I pretty much got it all. We got Mr. Q Harper, the 11th of 12 children. Okay, we correct on that.
Actually, 13, but we
13. Okay.
Yeah,
exactly 13. Okay. And God bless the child, you know what I'm saying? And was born, I ain't going to put the government out there, Q Harper. That's when he was born, Q Harper. If y'all want to look that up, go to Lala.com and check the bio out. You know what I'm saying? That's that VIP info. He was born December 29th, more VIP info. You know what I'm saying? To William and Mary Harper. You know what I'm saying? Love of music was inherited from his father. Really probably from his parents, because it seems like, you know what I'm saying, y'all all come from that music background. His performance began at the tender age of 5, while under the watchful and demanding tutelage of William Harper. Q Harper quickly developed an uncanny and almost enigmatic facility with music, a language that he actually, and this is what I want to go into, refers to what he calls all lesser forms of communication.
Yeah.
And his hot new single, Quiet Time, which about 4 people have already got kids named after that song. You know what I'm saying? Quiet Time, get on over here. I said, hey, that's a secret code word now. It's Quiet Time. Just, girl, you already know what time it is. Put that song on. You know what I'm saying? It's like that. The song comes off his hot new debut album, One, you know what I'm saying, which shows how Q Harper possesses the ability to captivate the listener, DJs, producers, radio, I'm sorry, I had to put a couple of that in there because you was missing that, you know what I'm saying, with his lyrics, music, and intimate vocals, leaving him longing for more of his musical style. Influences upon Q Harper's soulful R&B inspiration, funky delivery, on the likes of the Isley Brothers, Phyllis Hammond, Donna Hathaway, Marvin Gaye, Al Jarreau, Stevie Wonder, Will Downing, Will Smith, Brian McKnight, anybody you want to put in there.
Smith.
The man can get jiggy with it. You know, you can get jiggy with it. You know what I'm saying? That hey you. You know what I'm saying? That's getting jiggy with it. Come on now. You talking to a real DJ, brother. You know what I'm saying? That's why you on this show. You know what I'm saying? I listen to music. I don't just hear the music. You know what I'm saying? I listen to the music. You know, and I listen to the lyrics. You know, because a lot of people they write music to beats. You know what I'm saying? But then they don't have a message normally behind it. You know what I'm saying? Versus writing your music down on paper and then, you know what I'm saying, singing to a beat that's accompanying the music.
Smells so good. Can I ask Mr. Q Harper a question?
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Sir, when you write your music, what kind of audience do you think are you aiming for? Are you just aiming just for lovemakers, or are you just aiming just for, you know, the old school throwback people? You know.
Okay, here's my audience. When you start looking at age demographic, we're looking at 28 on up. But I could go a little lower because there's some of my performances. I've had 18 and 19 year olds there, right? But I'm solely looking for that crowd that likes ballads. Like, you know, there was a Donny Hathaway, there was a Luther Vandross. Well, now I think it's about time to have a Q Harper. So I'm looking for that. I'm looking for those that really like good music with good stories. And then also, I make plain to people, you know, I say, do you like the music? And I say, well, can you feel the music?
That's what I'm talking about.
My God.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Feel it. Well, I was about to ask. I had a question.
I just want to say, man, your music.
Oh, good.
It just brings me back to, like, you know, the days where it's like, you know, you got to start hitting them draws. You know what I mean? Just get up in them, and, you know, just make that love like the old days. You know, not just hit it and quit it, and then, you know, I'm on my way home. I want to lay down and relax with the woman. You know what I mean? And
Well, check it out, bro. Hey, there was a Garden of Eden, right? And there was an Adam and there's an Eve. So I like talking about that.
show. I like talking about the love between a man and a woman.
I'm telling you, brother.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you do, man. A lot of my lady friends appreciate music like yours. And another gentleman out there by the name of Ronald Ferguson. You guys have some great love making music. And I'm dead serious, brother.
Yeah, man. That's what I meant to ask you. And shouts out to Miss Computer Lady once again. She sent me for every track she sent me, there's a ballroom mix. Accompanied with the track.
To do what you want to do. And it's amazing that you would say that because Smells So Good. We're working on the tune right now that's so hot. And I definitely got to get it to you when we're done. We'll be done in about 2 weeks.
What?
One that you have, there's one ballroom mix for Do What You Want to Do. And then I have, when I was in the studio, by the way, I would play the song and be singing it, like, after we get done recording. And one of the guys that was producing with me said, man, you should have put it on the album like that. I said, well, let's put it on there. You know, when you're independent, you kind of do it your way. So
yeah.
You might have two versions. Like on my next CD, there's gonna be a couple songs. You have two versions of the song.
Wow. And that's,
well,
see, that's trendsetting, though.
If you want to get down and sexy with it, you can do that.
I never heard of
that's
like that.
That's trendsetting, though. See, you setting the trend for the same song, but then it gets. And that was a throw off to me. I'm like, a ballroom. That made me just want to listen to it just because I'm like a ballroom, man. You know, that means you must be taking it like extra slow. Because when you in the ballroom, you know what I'm saying, it ain't nothing but some slow drag. Dragging her across the floor, or she dragging you across the floor. You know what I'm saying? It's strongest of five. Either you finna get dragged by the woman, or the woman finna drag you. You know, that was the picture that I was getting, my ballroom dancing. And I'm like, ballroom mix. I'm like, wow, you done took it to the slow. But that is amazing.
You know, we got to do something different, right? Because the industry is very cookie cutter oriented. No.
Right.
You got your Clear Channels, you got your Radio Ones, you got Infinity Broadcast, and they put on, you know, regionally. All the way across the country, they playing the same music. And there's a lot of people being left out of the loop. A lot of very talented musicians and singers. And I would say to all of them, you know, do it your way. I'm independent. I have my own label. So when it's time to record, I'm recording what I want to record, you know. That's it.
So you're not necessarily looking for a record label. What are you looking for? I mean, out of you know what I'm saying, you are just producing your own music since you have your own label. Most people
would
be looking for
where I'm at now, and Miss Computer Lady knows it too. Quite a few people know it. I'm not necessarily just looking. I have a few majors that are looking at me right now, but it has to be the right deal. I'm not one of those little young cats that's sitting up here just wanting to be known and be heard real quick, right? So I've been singing all my life. So where I'm at now is what I need is distribution and promotion and marketing.
Right.
Okay,
I
can make my own CD tomorrow, right? I'm in the studio right now cutting my own stuff. Okay, I don't need a budget for that. What I need is when it's done, for it to be played, for it to be heard, you know, to get it out there. So, you know, in that case, I hire publicists and try to get a good distribution deal, whatever, you know. But I'm not necessarily just looking for a record deal. In the traditional sense.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, because a lot of people I don't know. I personally is just against record labels myself, just anybody trying to jump on So Def, Universal, anybody. I mean, because if you don't have 50,000 units, and Ludacris is my hero. If you ain't got 50,000 units out in the streets, you know, pushed out of your hands, you know what I'm saying? You really ain't offering nothing to nobody.
I'm gonna tell you what's funny, right? They put my music over last year in Europe, over in the UK. I went to number one inside the 3 months.
I was gonna say you had to say no more. That is. The key, if you the key to success, is the nuttiest place on the planet, and that is the UK. That is the nuttiest place on the planet, but they will break your record because there is no color in the UK. And people don't understand what I'm saying. There is no color in the UK. There is none. You go to the UK, there's so many different nationalities of people. You don't know. It ain't, what is a UK person? What is a person from the UK?
I don't know.
You feel me? Best place to go is the place where everybody is at, and that's where the UK is at. That's why your music can really sell so much, and Americans go over there with their American music. And true enough, you got Germans that don't speak the language, but they like the beat. You might have a Japanese person, you know what I'm saying, that don't speak the language, but they like the beat. Or, you know, he might have just learned English, you know what I'm saying? Now he like rap music, because that's how he learned, you know what I'm saying, his English, how to speak English, is off of listening to music, which a lot of people do.
Well, believe this, shows like yours and Computer Ladies, you're going to make a lot of these big companies begin to set up and take notice to a lot of independent artists, okay?
Mm.
Why? Because they're doing it themselves, okay?
Right.
You don't have to kowtow anymore to these major labels. You can just keep on working, keep on pushing, and build that fan base and keep on moving. And next thing you know, they're going to look up and say, uh-oh, we missed out on the whole a generation or a whole segment of music because we have this game that we play. And
yeah.
If people don't line up with our rules and regulations, you know, that's what's been going on for the longest. And now what you see is the top of the line, the cream of crop in terms of talent is not out there. It's not.
You said that a mouthful, boy, because, but all your so-called cream of the crop talent is locked up. So that's why I just did a show. You know what I'm saying? Now all of these so-called trendsetters are locked up. What are you all going to do as independent artists now? It's time for you to step up and steal some shine.
Well,
because they're giving it away to these people who don't want it. You know what I'm saying? And they see that you're hungry. That's why they're making you beg. So, okay, now these dudes and females done ruined their little whatever. They out of the way, so now go ahead and step your game up and put yourself in that line, if that's what you want.
You know, everybody I had a chance to really meet a beautiful brother. This brother's name is Frankie Beverly. I know you all know who he is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Frankie Beverly, he said, Q, all you need. He said, with your voice, all you need is one dance cut. He said, the whole CD is strong. He said, you get a dance cut, that's it. Right?
Right.
So I went to work on working on it. And that's the one that I'm going to make sure you get within a month. You're going to have it. And I want you to pull it up for me, Doc.
Now, let me ask. So Hey You, that ain't the dance cut to you?
They you know, I went down to this place called Yesterday's, and they were kicking a tune called Yeah, 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 another tune called Must Be My Wife, the first song that's on the CD kind of fast. And then they came back around and did another tune called Do What You Want to Do Ballroom. But they wasn't that playing Hey You.
So. Oh. I like Hey You. That's one of my jams. Okay, so let me ask you out of these different projects, because Miss Computer Lady sent me I think she sent me like six songs. Because I know artists they go into the studio sometimes for a specific reason to lay down a specific song. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just been burning on your mind. So you know, at a quiet time, Only God Loves You More Than I Do. Must Be My Wife, How I Wonder, Hey You, or Do What You Want to Do. Out of those, like, what is the your standout?
Oh my God, that's a hard question, because I think they all stand out. But if I would have to go with maybe since my single is Quiet Time, let's just go with Quiet Time. It would be between Quiet Time, How I Wonder. Watch this, More of You. I mean, I can tell you flat out, Forever Good, that on my CD you don't have one song that's good. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I spent time trying to make sure you have a CD, not one or two songs on a CD of 15 tunes. I'm trying to make sure you get a good balance of good tunes so you can get your money's worth. So. It's kind of hard for me to answer
because
I'm biased.
That's real, man. You just saying that you put in your work. You feel me? And that's dedication to your craft, though. I mean, and people will hear that through the music. You know what I'm saying? If you rush through your project, people will hear that. And you just trying to put something out. You know what I'm saying? Versus, nah, this is what I want to put out. And this is what I want you to hear. You know, and that's what I mean. Like, Quiet Time, man, I don't even see how they ain't playing on the radio. You know what I'm saying? I mean, down here, like, already. But it might, but then they might play you like 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Or 1 in the morning, you know what I'm saying, at a time that it ain't a peak time that you need. 9 o'clock at night. You need 9 o'clock at night. Soon as the slow jam hour busts on, you know what I'm saying? That's
well, I got a muscle in my watch that you can play that at 12 noon.
No, hey, I mean, really, we've been to play it right now. It's 12 noon, and I'm playing Q Harvey every day, so, you know, everybody on here can attest to that. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Yeah, they can definitely attest to it. So what I want to do is go ahead and get into a cut, man, so they can really hear, you know what I'm saying, who you're about. We don't, you know what I'm saying, they know who you are now. So let's put them in the mind frame of Q Harvey.
That's cool.
Matter of fact, let's go ahead and start it out with Quiet Time. We're going to slow it down, and then we're going to speed it up. We're going to do that. We're going to slow it down, because that's what y'all ladies supposed to be calling in for, because the ladies want to be sung to. You know what I'm saying? I promise the ladies, you know what I'm saying, five of them call in on the line now. Five of them got to be on the line constant, and then, you know what I'm saying, boom, you know what I'm saying? I don't care how long you need, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying, to do your woo-woo-woo to the ladies. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right. So, ladies, 347-237-5125, call in now. 813, I already see you on the Ashwood, 770, I see you. Coming right back, we got Mr. Q Harper straight out of Detroit, Michigan, in the building. This is Feature Indie Artist Friday with your host, Captain Smell So Good, man. We holding down Record the Game Radio. Let's go.
You see, baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time.
Oh, yeah, this album right here is available on Amazon.com, Lala.com. Check them out.
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn down, baby. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I want to spend a little quiet time, you and me, baby. Hey, let me do all the things that make you feel so good, so, so good, baby. I want to make love to your mind, sweetheart. I want to make you feel like my queen, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my baby. Cause it's been a long week, baby. Hey, yeah.
Feel it in the water.
Let me rejuvenate you, baby. I wanna make you feel so good, baby. Ooh, baby. I wanna spend me feel quiet with you. Ooh, baby, just let me feel quiet. I want to spend quiet time, just you and me. Just let me spend quiet. Quiet time with you.
Quiet time.
I want to
right back after this commercial.
It was 9 a.m. The phone rang.
Commando Pest Eradication, you saw a bug on your child's apple? Code red, boys. We got a live one.
Your home, much like the rest of the world, is infested with unwanted vermin. Commando Pest Eradication will wage war on nature so you don't have to.
Hello, ma'am.
Thank God you're here. I saw a bug in the kitchen.
You did the right thing, ma'am. We'll take it from here. Everything's going to be okay.
Commando Pest Eradication uses only the most lethal chemicals to rid your home of unwanted life. Our team is composed of military-trained professionals that know how to take care of a messy situation fast. After successfully defoliating Vietnam, we've turned our attention to the home front, your home front.
We've got the situation in the kitchen contained, sir, but I found this. Jesus, what the hell is this?
That's my daughter.
Looks more like Viet Cong to me.
Commando Pest Eradication. We kill everything in sight so you feel safer. It's the war on...
All right. Get these commercials out of the way. We back. You know what I'm saying? To get the commercials out of the way. Sorry, people. And, yeah, we back over here in Detroit, Michigan. You know what I'm saying? All the way I had to get on the Starcraft, you know what I'm saying, to fly it on over here. We hovering above Detroit, Michigan. Mr. Q, is that currently where you reside in, correct?
That's right, Detroit, Michigan, in the D.
Oh, okay. So as far as, you know what I'm saying, you've been in the music game, where is it taking you to? You know what I'm saying? Like, where you been?
Chicago, Atlanta. They're trying to get me to come over to the U.K., but I'm just not...
Yeah, you better prepare yourself.
Right,
you might want to wait and listen to my nutty news before you go over to the new UK. You know what I'm saying? I do what's called the Nutty News of the Day hour. Normally at the top of the hour where I read news from around the world. And, yeah, UK is always in there at least 4 or 5 articles down.
Well, we head out to Vegas in a few weeks, and then we also have a couple things we got going on in L.A. But
okay. Now, is this a tour,
you know,
or is this just...
A lot in Chicago, so...
Okay. Now, is this part of a tour,
like,
or just promo? You just doing this for promo? Is this part of a tour, or are you just doing this for promo?
Actually, this is part of, none of this stuff is promo, except... there's a couple things I might do in Chicago promo, but everything else is business, baby.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey, we know we're going to coming up soon in November. I believe we're going to be back down in Las Vegas, either Las Vegas or California. What we do is we plan it's called a BTR host reunion. We did the first annual last year, actually, because this is my 1 year in radio. So, we went down to Las Vegas and met up. I mean, it was wonderful, man. We had Australia, California, New York, Florida, of course, Texas. That's how many states and countries that actually showed up and represented. You know what I'm saying? And it just showed a movement, because me and my counterpart, Goofy Bone, I was asking the question earlier, we was actually on the Strip. I mean, when you get to Las Vegas... You know what I'm saying? You know what the Strip is. With all them people, we out there, you know what I'm saying, with mixtapes from his hometown, mixtapes from my hometown, and we out there on the block, you know what I'm saying, pushing artists. You know what I'm saying? In Las Vegas. You know, and that was the key.
Don't need a real live situation, because I got a killer band out.
Oh, yeah? Now, see, that's why I asked.
The CD. You got to hear it. You know, you got to hear it come live.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and that's what Miss Computer Lady said. She said your music is great, it's excellent. She said, but when you hear them live, it's a whole. But that's music, period. You know what I'm saying? A band is a whole different music experience than going to a concert and just hearing somebody's music played over CD. And you hearing them, you know what I'm saying, singing over the music. A band is something completely different. You know,
and
the band be
like,
and what's the name of your band?
Well, we don't have a band. You know, when they call me everybody put your hands together for Q Hopper, and bam, you know, hey, check this out. You give the band a name, and then you have to do another contract. So
it's, oh, it's, that's more people signed to the that's more paperwork.
You got that right.
Mm. Okay, okay. Cause I asked. I had featured you. Are you familiar with Rita Shelby?
No.
Okay. Or Shelly K.
Oh, Shelly K. I know Shelly.
Okay, okay. Well, both. You know what I'm saying? I believe. Hold on, let me beam somebody in real quick. There you go. 718. You in the building? You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, beam you up real quick. Both, you know what I'm saying, I believe just got bands, you know what I'm saying, like personal bands, and
yeah,
they kind of follow them.
Shelly K situation.
Yeah, they're following around, so it's like, I would wonder, is that, you know what I'm saying, is that something that you would be interested in, or you just like, you know what I'm saying, y'all call me and find me somebody to work with?
No, I have my own band.
Oh, you do have your own band?
I have my whole, dude, I have the whole King Caboodle.
Okay, but they just independent. They just do their own thing now.
Well, a few of them do, but you know, that's how, you know, they like the music that I do. We have a good working relationship, and you know, I think we put out a pretty we're pretty competitive with anything out there. We got called to do some openings for Charlie Wilson and Fantasia, so
right,
gonna take that.
Old Charlie Wilson. Now, how's he in person?
He's a smooth guy, real down to earth.
He's his music. See what I'm saying? Like I listen to your music and it seems reflective, like self-reflective. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you listen to a person's music, then you talk to them, and it be something totally different. Like people hear me on the radio, then they talk to me in person, and be like, "Man, you sound the same as on the radio." Well, yeah, because you know what I'm saying. I'm just that real person. That's what I'm trying to get across. But some people put a radio personality voice to it, and then when you hear them in person, you know, I'm like, that ain't you, it was you. You know, so your
okay.
Music, yeah, your music, you know what I'm saying, fits you. You feel me? Like, your music comes across smooth. Like, you was just a dude that you can sit around, you know what I'm saying, smoke a blunt with, you know what I'm saying? And
okay.
I'm not saying that you smoke or anything, brother. You know, I don't want to put you on blast because you're under contract, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, your music portrays that personality, and then talking to you, you know what I'm saying, all that comes, it comes across naturally, you know what I'm saying, you seem like a real down-to-earth person, and I got the pictures, you know what I'm saying, I done a blog on you, if you go actually to my webpage, blogtalkradio.com/SmellyBTR, right there, it's going to be featured, you know what I'm saying, you're going to be the featured, because I feature all my artists. That do interviews, and you'll be at the top, and then you can see, you know what I'm saying, the little blog and stuff I did. So big ups to Miss Computer Lady again, because she sent me over all like 4 or 5 pictures, you know what I'm saying, along with your music. So, you know, really, if it wasn't for Miss Computer Lady, we wouldn't be talking right now. I mean, she is, in a good way, she is the shit.
Oh yeah.
She is the shit. And, you know, I just can't give her enough, you know what I'm saying, enough thanks, man, because this is just what I like to, this is what I love to do, you know. I'm all about independent artists. I just like to meet people from all around the world. You know, ain't no telling when I'll be in Detroit, you know, and I touch down, you know what I'm saying. You need a DJ, holler at me, because all I'm playing that night is Q Harper. Where the rap at? We ain't got no rap tonight. It's Q Harper night. Slow it down. Hold on, let me put some of this rap on for you. Hey, you. There you go. There you go. All right, so let me ask you on a little personal level. Are you married, single?
Hey, I'm married to my music.
Okay, well, hey, I wanted to ask that with this must be my wife, you know what I'm saying, before we get into it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? What's the motivation behind Must Be My Wife? What is that?
Well, the motivation behind Must Be My Wife, you know, I had quite a few friends that have been married and divorced. And even the ones who have not had, you know, been married before, they all come out. You say, man, this woman, she want all my time, and, you know, she want my money and all this, you know. And she act like she my wife, right? Well, I sat up and I thought about that, and I said, I'm going to write a tune about that. So when I wrote about it, if you want wife benefits, then you should be my wife. So that's where it came from.
Wow. All right, then.
You want the benefits? You know, let's put the ring on the finger.
That's hey. Got to put a ring on it. That's what Beyonce say. You know what I'm saying? Put a ring on it. You know, hey. 718, before we get into the song, you got anything to chime in on? You want to say something to Mr. Q Harper?
Yes. Greetings to you, Mr. Good. Q Harper.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, I almost hung up the phone. Boy, that boy's so fine. Good Lord.
And does he sound like that in person, Smelly?
Do you sound like that in person? Good Lord. I'm sorry, y'all got a break. This is straight out of New York's finest. Good Lord. This is sweet D Love. Everybody, welcome to the show. Mr. Harper, let me introduce you. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, New York's finest. This is Miss Sweet D Love. You know what I'm saying? One of our beautiful friends and hosts right here on the Blog Talk Network.
Okay, how you doing, Miss Sweet Love?
I'm wonderful. You know, back in the day, we used to, when we were welcoming somebody, you know, we would give them a nice welcome. And so I'm just going to give you a nice welcome, you know.
Oh, yeah, let me give you one, too. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, baby, would you like some fries with that shake?
I love you.
Good Lord. Yeah, you know, I couldn't fire my other one. You know, I had one other one for you, but it's all good.
Thank you, Harper. You know, as you said that, you know, you give all, you're married to your music, and that's a beautiful thing because then when you make love, you know, you're making love through the music, and that's how we're receiving it, and that's why it is what it is. You know, loving the music, and yeah, it can make you feel like that too. Yeah, oh, baby.
Damn. If her voice ain't putting you in this mind frame, shit. Y'all out there Millie Vanillion right now. You're out there Millie Vanillion.
And also, you know, continue getting inspired and motivated by, you know, all, you know, your friends and those that you hear out there, you know, so that when you bring us what you bring us, beautiful music, you know, it can go platinum quickly. Because the more people that can, you know, the more people that are vibing on that same feeling, that's how, you know, that's how records go platinum. Did you know that?
Okay.
Because so many people are.
Oh, groovy, baby.
He's so crazy. But I'm going to let you do what you do. But I was just passing that on because, you know, I'm a messenger of love, and Q Harper needed that. Q, you know, is the 17th letter of the alphabet. And 17 is about the finances, so it's going to happen anyway because you love what you do, you know. And I just want to big up Miss Computer Lady, too, because she made sure that I came because she put your stuff on in her name. And I said, you know, that's why I really love you, Miss Computer Lady. That is really looking out. That is love, you know. So you keep on doing what you're doing, Q, and we're bigging you up, and we're going to support you. And, you know, ching, 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 that's how you got to support, too. So.
Well, hey,
gotta
hey,
sure,
hey.
I got to make sure I get your show because, like I was telling Silver Good, you know, I have a tune that's coming out in about a month. And I want everybody to get a, you know, get a sneak peek of it. I'm gonna send it out to as many people as possible. And I think you're going to like this tune.
Well, do me a favor. Introduce this song. Can you sing the first two lines of Must Be My Wife to Sweet D Love.
Oh my God.
Since all y'all ladies out there, you know what I'm saying, don't want to call in, y'all want to punk out and don't want to call in and get sung to, we're just going to do this VIP. You know what I'm saying? So any ladies that call in, get some individual loving going on up in here.
You know what we feel about VIP?
See, I ain't even going to go there.
Oh,
no, he ain't playing the guitar. Oh, good Lord, people. Yeah, I can hear it.
I go soft for you. Tonight I hold you close, baby. As I say goodnight, I'm gonna greet you with a kiss, baby, baby. As the sun begins to rise. And I'm gonna make love to you
ever stare in your pretty eyes. But if you want those same things, baby, must be my wife, must be my wife. Oh, my, my. Baby, baby, you must be my wife. Be a part of my life. It's time to make everything all right, yeah, yeah. Pretty baby, 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 you must be my wife, yeah. Be a part of my life, yeah. Time to make everything all right, yeah. Is it all right?
Oh, my God. Oh.
Can I go a little further?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Can I go further? Oh, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Hey, smell
the
good.
Ah, hey, man. That's
real.
Hey, brother, this is a rated R show, brother. I can't have you playing stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I mean, continue on.
You
got to
let me get to the piano, all right?
Hey, brother, this is your show, brother. This is your show. Do what you got to do.
I want to sing.
I told y'all ladies to call in.
With you. If it's all right, if it's all right, if it's all right, baby, just let me stand while you try. With you. I want to rub your shoulders, I want to rub your feet, baby. I want to say sweet things in your ear, lady. Hey, yeah. Just let me sing. Quiet time with you. Yeah. Just a little piano.
Drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
Why, look at you, man. Look at you. Hey, I gotta make a phone call real quick, y'all.
Bring Whitty Elite Meat to drink.
Yeah, hello. Is Mike there? Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. My crotch. Hey, has anybody seen my crotch lately?
Because, it's probably walked off and is looking for Sweet D Love. You know what I'm saying? Because after that song, shit. Boy, hey, I'll be selling wet naps after the show.
You messed up.
Y'all need it wet now, y'all. $2.99. You know what I'm saying? Q Harper's in the building, people. All I can say.
Prepare to be astonished.
Yeah, no. And if I would have known before he started singing, I would have played that well beforehand. Yeah. We got to get into this song, man. I don't know why, because, shit, I don't know what the song going to do for that there. You know, y'all probably get mad at me for playing the song. I want the live version. Just have him sing the whole show. But since, you know, Ms. Computer Lady did send me the music, I will give y'all the recorded version, so which is, y'all can go wherever this is available for purchase. Now, I do know it's on Amazon. If, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely on Amazon.com, iTunes, and Lala.com. I know those three places. Is there other places they can pick your music up?
Well,
pick your new album up?
Since they're not in Detroit, because it's everywhere in Detroit, but you go to CD Baby, you can get everything you want. It's on iTunes. We know that.
Okay.
CD
Baby.
All of them, yep.
All right. Well, there we go. Here we go, people. It's Q Harper. This is another hit single off of the new album, One. You need to go pick it up, man. It's called Must Be My Wife. Hello. Y'all ladies need to call in, man. You know what I'm saying? Get some more woo-woo-wooing up in this thing. You know what I'm saying? And you bring your dry panties. Dry panties only, because we'll work on the rest.
And I hold you close,
347-237-5125. Y'all need to call on in, ladies. Call on in. We got a house packed full of people, you know what I'm saying? Let me give a couple of shots out to all the guests that popped through. Mari Torres, you know what I'm saying? Miss Computer Lady, Platinum Queens West. And, of course, Miss Sweet D Love on the line. Shots out to my dog, Ashwood, No Sleep Entertainment. And, of course, the man himself featured in the artist is in the building on Friday. Mr. Q Harper, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Let me beam everybody back up in the building. And get this thing started one more again, because I got one question to ask. Now, I see you do duets.
Oh yeah.
Now who was the female on the duet right now?
Lady by the name of Pamela English, bad girl.
Pamela English. Okay, and now, being that you know Shelly, do you all have any things like in the working?
No. We do some shows together. Generally, when I do a show around Detroit, I definitely will always include her.
Okay.
I always include her. You know, she opens the door for me. She heats it up. She comes with her thing. She's got that elegant thing going on.
Yeah. Well, she came through and you know, son, that special friend. She already know that's the song, you know what I'm saying, Special Friends. Mm-hmm. And that's just, I don't know. It seems to me like it can be a duet done to it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like a male responds to it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, when she called me, I come.
Yeah, well, I told her. I was already on the remix. You know what I'm saying? You got to listen back to the show, you know, because I sang my two notes, you know what I'm saying, before I fall off. And, you know, I was on, and she want me on the remix. She want me to do the woo woo woo. You know what I'm saying? That's all she want me to do in the background.
No, in the background, way in the back.
In the back, you know. But y'all gonna hear me. Woo woo woo. Oh woo. See, I'm saying, long as y'all hear me, that's. And y'all got my one finger on the album cover. You know what I'm saying? I don't need my whole body.
I got you.
Just the one finger.
Special mention on there.
You know, my special mention. That's all. So I mean, what do you do when you're not writing music and stuff, man? What do you like to do?
I like to shoot ball. I like to play with my dogs. You know, spend a little time with my babies. You know, I have three kids in my marriage, and you know, putting my business out there. But you know, I like to spend time with my babies. And you know, I people are, you know, generally afraid to come over to my house because I have three pits.
Yeah, I'd stay away too.
I had three pit bulls and two Rottweilers, and I just got rid of one about a week ago. But you know, that's what I do.
Man, you got some vicious dogs, man. You ain't got no kid-friendly dogs around there. Yeah, not kid-friendly dogs. They do? Man, I be scared of pit bulls, boy. Well, I ain't necessarily going to say that, because black people and white people do different things with dogs, unless you're Michael Vick, that is. You know what I'm saying?
My dogs are just like kids.
That's what I'm saying. We make dogs more home friendly. You know what I'm saying? Now at the same time, you ain't finna bring your ass all up in the house though. Now white folks let the dogs come in the house, sit, come in the bedroom, and all the L to the nah. You can get your ass outside.
Well, I should have a pit that runs the house.
You got one dog to run the house. Yeah,
that's right. He ain't in the house.
He's house trained. House, you got him house broken.
House trained.
And he don't do no outside.
None.
Dang. So you learn something new every day. Not every day, but I mean every day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. You don't feel
so spoiled that you know, he don't want to even sleep on the floor. So
wow. Yeah, right. Let me beam 323 up in here, and then you familiar with Michael Bays?
Yes, I am, Smelly. And I've been trying to get in. I want my turn like Sweet D. I love Q Harper.
Well, hey, woman. You know what I'm saying?
Smelly,
everybody can get to the man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can get to the man.
Well, I've been trying.
Hey, groovy,
and then,
baby.
And I just think he's so awesome. And we were saying in the chat room, and I agree with Marty, that they don't make singers like Q Harper anymore. You know, you got the smack it, disrespect, and all, but, I mean, he make you feel good. When you listen to it, you call it somebody. It's like you got 10 minutes to get over here. It's like, I mean, whenever you look, he just give you that feeling. It's like that making love. I'm with Goofy. It's that making love to make you feel good. Whenever you hear his music, you just feel good.
Is that right?
Yes.
You just calling in to get song too.
Please, Mr. Pewter Lady hit me on to Q Harper.
You just called
I heard him first on her show. So I'm on the West Coast. So I cannot wait till you come to California or near. I'm there.
Whatever. You just want to call in to get song too. So let me go ahead and give you what you want. Let's see here. Give us some do what you want to do. How about that? Give us some of that.
Some do what you want to do? Hey, why don't you let me do this? You know, Miss Computer Lady, she's sitting up there waiting, right?
Uh-huh.
She waiting on me to touch this tour called More of You.
Man, do it. Hey, why did I tell you this? Show? Hold on, man. Let me just hang up and you just run everything. Oh, but then we won't be able to talk no more. My bad. I'll stay. All right, go ahead, brother. Do what you do, man.
Okay, this goes to Miss Computer Lady.
Put my cell phone mute.
La la la, la 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 la. Hey baby, ooh yeah.
La 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 la.
Woo woo woo.
Woo, yeah.
Oh, oh.
Here we go. It's early in the morning, and I'm feeling, baby, for you. And, oh, my, my, my. Even though late last night, we did those things that lovers do. Oh, ooh, yeah. But I have a request. Just one request, baby. Yes, I do, yeah. Hey, yeah. Baby, can I have some more? Can I have some more of you? And if you meet my request, you make my day, you make me sing, you make me say, baby, baby. I say right here, say, la la la, la 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 la. Ooh, babe. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. La 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 la. Hey, yeah, yeah. Now I'm sitting here at work, baby, daydreaming, daydreaming. Me and you. Ooh, yeah, oh my. I can't seem to get on my mind what we did late last night and this morning too. Ooh, yeah. But I just have one more request. Just one more request. One more request. Yes, I do, yeah. Hey, yeah. Can we get on work early, head home, so I can have a little bit more, a little more of you, yeah. And if you meet my request, you make my day, you make me sing, you make me say, baby, baby. I'll end it right here, I say, la, la, la. La 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 la.
Oh no, don't call in now, don't call in now. Y'all saying now y'all wooed up. Don't y'all call in now, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
What?
Hey, that's the shit, man. Your music is the shit, like, you know.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Open the window.
Yeah, I'm, hey. Dang. Boy, look at, let me beam 419 up here, because I already know what time that is. You know what I'm saying? Let me beam 419. Boy, look at you, boy.
He's feeling that one smelly.
Huh? That was
while
like
under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger, and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
That's what your music do for me, brother. I see.
Okay,
but that's,
thank you.
That's why I say you sound, see that song right there reminds me a little of Stevie Wonder coming at you. You know what
well,
I'm
saying?
Who are you, brother? What planet you from, man?
So,
what planet you from? Go ahead, man. Huh? Pull it out on my show. This is the appropriate show. This is Starship Smelly Pride. We already a planet B anyway. What planet you from, brother? You shape-shifting on us, man. You sounded
right?
Like you sound like so many different people, brother, but you sound like you.
Well, one of my major influences is Donny Hathaway. So, and you, of course, Stevie in there too. So if you listen, you might hear quite a few people. So
man, Miss Computer Lady, I'm sorry you was officially beamed up, baby. I'm sorry, I thought my beam wasn't working. Hold on, beam.
Only smelly.
I'm sorry, yeah, you know the beam. I ain't get the chance to stop by the space market and pick up my lemon juice for my door. So You know what I'm saying? They might get stuck a little bit today. Sorry, y'all. You know.
That's all right, Snelly.
Oh, but go ahead.
I said, Lord, only Snelly.
Here you go calling in to get your woo-woo on. There ain't nobody want to call in.
You got that right.
Miss Sweet D Love gets sung to her own personnel. Now everybody want to call in and get their personal woo-woo-woos on. You know what I'm saying?
I met
it's all
it.
Good.
Beautiful lady, that was beautiful what we just heard.
Welcome.
Woo-wee.
Welcome to the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who that was Platinum Queens West, right, that called in? That was Platinum Queens West.
Yeah, there are three of us on Smelly, and as I let everybody know, more of you is my song.
That's right. It's your song.
That's my song. That's Miss Computer Lady's song. You may borrow it, but I will take it back.
So, Miss Computer Lady, what is, because you obviously been following Q Harper, you know what I'm saying, for a minute. What is one of your favorite songs out of the ones that you sent to me?
Let's see, besides More of You, Only God Loves You More Than I Do, Do What You Want to Do. I like both the ballroom and the slow version. Actually, his whole CD is excellent, and to get that, because those are only some of the songs. He has more tracks than that on that CD.
Real quick, I noticed you playing the piano in the background. Is it possible for you to send me some background music to play on my show?
I sure can.
And I will let everybody know, you know what I'm saying, this is background music provided by Q Harper, you know what I'm saying, every single time before I play it. Because I don't really like playing I was playing like Norman Brown and stuff like that, but you know what I'm saying, that's not original music. I want original music for this show, all original, from the beats to the music.
And let me say this, if he is in your town, go see Q Harper. I have seen him 3 times. I'm telling you. He will wreck the place out.
So you got management, Q? Is it somebody we need to contact, you know what I'm saying, to book you for shows and stuff?
Actually, we're dealing with that right now. You know, just trying to get the right manager that kind of know me, know my talent, know where we're trying to go, you know. Mm-hmm. Because Smell the Good, I want that Luther Vandross, Donny Hathaway crowd, you know what I'm saying? So,
but see, I want to bring you down here because they don't have that. They bringing all these old punk-ass Lil Wayne's, Young Jeezy's, and Ruben Studdard ass niggas that ain't singing about nothing. You know what I'm saying? No offense to Ruben, but, you know, he in that category too. They ain't coming down here, and when they promote the shows, they're not really, I don't know, they don't promote the shows, like you know, ain't no intimate shows. Ain't no shows I would have brought my mama to. You know what I'm saying? Or my auntie, or I would give some tickets, you know, 20, 30 tickets away to some elderly people to go and check out. You know what I'm saying? It's just not here in Tampa, Florida. Now, I'm in Tampa, Florida. So this is a whole different type of market.
I'm telling you now.
I'm serious now because I got a venue that I'm just starting up on Tuesday nights. And actually next month will be my grand opening that we starting. It's called Touch the Mic Tuesday.
This is what shocks a lot of people, right? Like when we went over to Chicago, you know, I was talking with the promoter, and what shocks a lot of the people is, like I was telling you in the beginning of the show, is see, I'm not a beginner. You just hear my name right now.
Right.
So a lot of
right.
times,
no.
So the thing is this: a lot of times people, when they just hear you, they think you just begun. So our show is not like somebody who just begun. So.
Right.
I could open up for Charlie Wilson, and there won't be too much discrepancy in terms of the talent level. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So,
if you bring up the sample,
we're gonna come there hitting hard. So,
I already believe that, brother. I feel my money is already invested wisely. You know what I'm saying, from this interview. So you know, just as well as my time. You know what I'm saying. That's why I'm asking you. Same thing I asked Shelly. You know what I'm saying, because I played Shelly's music in front of the club, you know what I'm saying, where I used to DJ at. I just sat outside now and do my thing. And I played her music. I played the 6 songs she sent me. And I got thugs, like, you know what I'm saying, like, man, who that is? I want to buy that CD. You feel me? But that's Detroit music, though. You feel me? In Florida. That's really what you got to look at. That's Detroit, Michigan music being, you know what I'm saying, show open arm love. I mean, thugs. And the females want to buy it too. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying my thug homeboys was like, dang, I liked that. You see what I'm saying? So if I play that type of music, we don't have that down here. You know what I'm saying? There is no R&B artist coming out down here, period. That can hold a note, you know what I'm saying, for longer
saying?
Than a song.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, Easy Rider, you was in the building. We got Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in the building, people. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down, bid66.com. Yeah, you just going down. Easy Rider, what's up, my brother? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Smelly. Hi, everybody out there. I just want to tell you that Harper sounds great. You know, I really enjoy his music. I've heard it several times on Miss Computer Ladies. And I do enjoy his music. Even white people like his music.
Thank you, thank you.
And, you know, we have a guy in Pittsburgh called Walt Harper. I don't think you're in relation, but you ever hear him, Walt Harper? He was he's a jazz musician.
You say Ron?
Walt. W-A-L-T, Walt Harper. He performs, and actually sounds like Harper a little bit. They sound pretty close. But I want to ask him a question. You know, I always ask people this question when they're, you know, when I hear somebody new that I haven't heard, really.
Okay, sorry, sir. Mr. Harper has to leave. We're have to go
right.
End the show.
Yeah.
Thank
you, buddy. I hit you with a phaser. I wanted to know about American Idol. You probably get this question all the time. But I'd just like to know, have you tried out? Would you try out? Are you allowed to try out?
I think there's an age requirement, but I'm really not interested in it. I've done contests.
That's not really a contest. That's a life. You know what I mean? If you got a hold of something like that, you know, you'd be like set for life, don't you think? I mean.
Well, when they start bringing guys in my age, hey, I'm ready for it. But you know, the path
that is
around,
that's an image game.
Well, you're probably right about the age. You don't see too many. I don't know if you're over 40 or over 50 or what you are, but. You know, I guess you're right. I guess American Idol does attract the younger performers.
Absolutely. And they get some great ones through there. But
sure.
If they took their age up just a little bit more, they probably get a lot better talent.
Right.
Yeah. Quality
music. Are you pursuing your career?
Very different talent. Come on, more seasoned talent.
Right. Are you pursuing your career in like that type of music, like, you know, to get an album made? Or are you more or less going to the clubs? Or are you looking to go on tour? Or, I mean, what are you planning for the future?
Well, right now, we actually been, you know, I got a call from Chicago about opening up for Sade in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And so their management also called me about actually going on a road with her. So we'll see how that goes.
Cool. So yeah, you got a lot of life in you yet, Dan. You got a lot of life in you.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go. Okay.
I'm 92. Hey, I'm 92 and counting.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, good luck to you and everything.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Appreciate
Alrighty.
It.
Okay. All right. Bye, Smelly.
Easy Rider. That's what I'm talking about. We got Pittsburgh calling in. It's the whole world, man. That's what. See, now this is what I say about this in the internet radio, because a lot of people done heard this show, you know what I'm saying, over the past year, and it was like, man, you need to be on FM radio or AM. And I was like, but the only thing is, it's not even the FCC regulations of it. It's the limitations that you have of FM, AM radio. You only cover a tri-county area.
Oh, yeah.
That is it. Anytime you ever hear radio, it only covers a tri-county area. That's it. So, I mean, unless Easy Rider is down here in Seminole or Clearwater or Pittsburgh, he ain't going to be hearing me. He ain't going to be hearing, you know what I'm saying, this Q Harper interview. Miss Sweet D Love from New York ain't going to be on here. Platinum Queen West ain't going to be calling up in here, because nobody ain't going to know about it, because they're in New York and in all these other kind of places. You know what I'm saying? This is the most powerful network on the planet right now.
Hey,
I ain't going to call a radio show.
Up in Tampa, Doc, and I'll be there.
I'm telling you now, you're going to be the headline in that. It's going to be an all R&B affair. You know what I'm saying? Something for the ladies. Because when the ladies come, you know what I'm saying, the men definitely follow. With no problem. With no problem. You know what I'm saying? And tell them to dress up and step out. You know, and we need that, though. You know what I'm saying? Because the music is just is so much in that other direction right now, as far as rap and talking about your mama and talking about this nigga with his clothing and, you know, all that kind of fad crap. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't nothing talking about the home. It ain't nothing talking about love. It ain't relationships, you know what I'm saying, in a positive light. Not that,
well,
you know.
See, everything is set up for relationships to fail. Okay? There's
okay.
Nobody saying what they should say in terms of trying to make relationships work. Okay? And actually people getting married and romance and chivalry, all that stuff's out the window. So somebody going to have to come back and start saying something about it. So I think that's where I come in.
Mm. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so let me, only God loves you more than I do. That sounds like that's real deep.
Only God loves you more than I do. Well, check it out. Has anybody ever said something that deep to a woman? Okay? When I think about how I feel.
That's like, that's deep. That is like.
Only God loves you. Baby, in fact, when we perform the song, sometimes I get to a point and I get all into the song. I say, baby, your mama don't love you like I love you. So,
Now,
this is what the Bible says about this. That a man and a woman, they leave their mama and their dad, and they cleave to one another, okay? And they become one flesh. So what it's saying is you have that woman has that man, and y'all, it's just you and him and God. And that's the way it's supposed to be.
Right. Okay.
Oh yeah, Doc. So when I wrote the song, I wrote it just in lore of just you and me. Not your aunts and uncles, not your best friends, not your girlfriends, not my boys, just you and me.
Wow. Well, we're gonna get into it, people. Y'all got some more questions, some more woo woo woos. You're gonna be done after this hill. This is Q Harper. Only God loves you more than I do. Live. Wrecking the Game Radio. Starship Smelly Proud.
When I look in your eyes, I can see that you really. And it's my surprise, baby, I can see everything I want and I need. I never thought all my hopes and my dreams would all become my reality. Perfection in one, baby, 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 cause you must have been where I'm coming from, for when I met you, that's when love began, and I wanna say, baby, only God loves you more than I do. Baby, 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 hey, 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 only God loves you more than I do. Oh, my, 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 hey, hey, yeah, only God loves you. Baby, only God loves you more than I do. Oh, baby, 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 yeah. Hey, hey. Oh, baby.
God loves you more. Baby, 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 only God loves you more than I do, pretty lady. Let me say it again, baby. Hey, hey, oh my, 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 my lady, pretty lady. Only God loves you more. Only God loves you more. Baby, 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 only God loves. Let me say it again, baby. Woo. Hey, hey, hey.
Only smell.
Only God
so good.
Loves you more.
Then Q Harper do good because you on my radio show. You know what I'm saying?
My.
We is live, y'all. Q Harper hey, featured in the Artist Friday. Yeah. Is in the building, 347-237-5125. Man, you need to call up, call up, call up. 12 minutes and get sung personally. I'm going to do something unorthodox for y'all. You know what I'm saying? You need to hear him call up. We're going to take Mr. Q Harper outside the box, y'all. We're going to take him outside the box. Y'all check this out.
We should have him at our reunion, at our annual.
Bring everybody back up in here. Mr. Q Harper, let me say something to you personally, brother.
Uh-oh.
Say something personal to you, all right? You coming up in here with all these lullaby songs and everything, slow motion songs and all this here and stuff, panty dropping music and all that there. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you can sing, brother. You know? I don't think you can sing. So let me take you outside your box, see if you can really sing.
Okay.
All right? Sing some happy birthday song. That's what I want to hear. Sing a happy birthday song.
You ready, Smelly?
Make it sound R&B-ish.
Happy
if that's a word.
To you.
Well, y'all ladies now. Sing it to y'all ladies.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, sweet little lady. Oh, my, 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 my. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord be with you. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you, yeah. May the good Lord, I say, may the good Lord. May the good Lord, may the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you. Just a little bit on the guitar.
I gotta apologize because he was messing with my voice box controller, and I ain't say that. That was somebody else that said you couldn't sing, so I ain't say that. But thank you for doing the happy birthday with this. You know what I'm saying?
Who said I could sing?
The good Lord knows. Man, you best thing on the planet, brother. Let me ask you something now. Have you ever made seasonal songs like that? Because I was telling a couple of artists, this one dude sent me a song called Jingle Hood. You know what I'm saying? And it don't have no date, no nothing. So is good for every time Christmas come around.
Okay.
So, I mean, like that birthday song, have you ever thought about making, or do you have a birthday song like that?
No, I don't. But listen, once again, Smells Good, I have a song that's about to come out. It's a summer song.
I just need to wait there. I just need to wait. Okay.
Hey, look, I'm going to get it right over to you. It's straight up for summer, and I'm trying to make sure I get it out like late April, early May, so we can really get a kick through the summer.
But,
you know?
Ladies, let me honestly, Sweet D Love, Miss Computer Lady, would y'all want to hear that on y'all birthday? If your man brung that home, that one song, and played that as loud as he could over the CD when you first stepped into the door and he put that on, what would you do?
Ooh. I'd be like, oh, okay, I see what tonight's going to be like.
For sure.
You know? You know what I'm saying? That's one of them. See, that's one of them mood setters. You know what I'm saying? On your birthday, you coming in, you know, off work. You know what I'm saying? You step into the door with some old rose petals leading to what you already know well. You know what I'm saying? Boom, do the old cone head move. You know what I'm saying? Run it to the refrigerator to get your little libations. You know what I'm saying? Run it to the bedroom. And then as soon as you step through, you know what I'm saying, the door where you start hearing this music. You start hearing that happy birthday getting sung to you. And I mean live like that, though. No studio recording. I mean like a live version of that. And then you hearing that leading upstairs to the bedroom.
See if I don't set
a motherfucking
that.
Mood. What? And then y'all just follow the red light. Follow the red light.
Mm-mm. Red light special.
Trying to tell you, brother. Hey, brother. Hey, you know, I just need 2% off of that idea. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
That's the vision. Hey, you know, we got
to the birthdays are every single day.
That's right.
Happy birthday.
And everybody always do that come through. You know, hell, you can't even go through the restaurants no more and get the birthday clap. You got to damn near beg 12 people and a cook to come and give you the birthday clap. You know? I play that at the restaurant. Now, damn, y'all need, now put this in your PA system.
Smells So Good, you got me singing that now.
It's going to
be in my head now.
Man, it should be, brother. That is a million dollar song, my brother.
Yes, it is.
A million-dollar song. Let me beam my dog Goofy Bone up here. Goofy Bone. Yeah, man.
Hey, Q Harper, I gotta go because my show's going to start right after this one. But I wanted to say, brother, you are one of the greatest that is soon to be great. You just gotta wait in line like everybody else. And believe me, I'm waiting. And you know what I mean? It's just we enjoying your music every day, and I mean every day. And I thank God Miss Computer Lady introduced us to you because you got some music, believe me. And there's a lot of people that listen to our shows and they get introduced to your music and then they're like, wow, this brother's great. So I just
I'm gonna make sure I get disconnect with all you guys and you know all that Blog Talk folks, because when this, man, I'm going to drop this song on y'all. If you like this CD, you're going to really like what I'm about to come with. So.
Ooh-wee. All right, sir. Sure. Well, have a great day. You had a great interview, sir. Smelly, you had a great interview, brother. And everybody
Thank
else.
You, brother.
Hey, Goofy.
I love y'all.
That's Sweet D Love still on the line.
I love
Miss Computer Lady.
Yes, sweet.
Oh, Miss Computer Lady's on the line?
Yes,
oh,
I am, baby.
I didn't know, darling. I didn't know. And Q, you need to stop singing to my fiance because you get her wetter than me. And that's kind of getting me mad.
Live, right here on Regular Game Radio. Y'all heard it here first.
Oh
man.
We need to get him for our annual. Wouldn't that be something?
Hey, for the BTR host reunion,
that's
you need
right.
to come and perform.
Absolutely.
We get a venue. Who?
Oh, yes, and we can do that too, Q.
We got all these artists, man.
We
got some many damn
yeah.
artists.
Yeah, we can do it.
It was mentioned the second one, get some of the artists we've interviewed to come down or
come
across or come. Yeah. Is it going to be back in Vegas or what?
I like Vegas. What y'all like?
I love Vegas.
We didn't get enough that we didn't really get to do nothing in Vegas.
We didn't
now,
even,
everybody
we didn't even
know,
chat Vegas.
Everybody know where the lick is at. We all crowd up at the Wild Wild West, take a whole side of that motherfucker up. You know what I'm saying?
So that we can get Tom Carter and all those.
Well, everyone, I
got to
go. Much love. I love
everybody.
I had Platinum Queen, Marty Torres. I love her to death. Sweet D Love, you know my heart belongs to you. And, of course, Miss Computer Lady, I'm going to marry you one day. And Q Harper, brother, keep doing what you got to do. And I'm telling you, man, your music, it's either you're making babies or you're going to be making millions. Because a lot of people are going to be making babies to your music. But you're going to be making millions, sir. Just remember
thank you,
that. All right, everybody.
Love you, Goofy.
Have a
all
great
love
day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Gotta work that one out for the annual. I can see that happening too.
AQ, keep November open.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
This is Hey you man. I gotta play because we only got 2 minutes left of the show. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Q Harvey? Let me tell you, my brother, it's been a pleasure. You know what I'm saying? You are a scholar, a gentleman, and a true R&B artist. You know what I'm saying? In every sense of the word. I'm loving your music. You can also go back and listen to this whole show saved in archive, you know what I'm saying? And I can also send you a copy of it to your email. So you can you know what I'm saying, save a copy of it for yourself. Matter of fact, can you
please
put out the contact information for me real quick to everybody? They wanna book you anything, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you can just reach me at area code 313-989-5373. And that's direct. You can also go through my email, which is harperhouserecords@gmail.com. harperhouserecords@gmail.com.
All right. I'll definitely be sending you something over. You know what I'm saying? And, ladies, y'all got anything else to say?
Keep on doing what you're doing. And I'm surely going to make sure to put Q Harper on my show as well, you know, because we got to keep on promoting and, you know, big up again, you know, for the baton to be passed from computer.
You just
want to
get song too. What else? He just want to get.
No, you know, I'm a promoter too. You know, I'm a promoter too. I see him going, hey, you know, you were waiting in line, Q Harper, and now it's your time.
Hey. I know I'm showing up first. I ain't, but I'm the first brother, ain't I? Yeah, I'm the first brother on Blog Talk. So, you know, the ladies had their chance, you know what I'm saying, to go in. So, hey, you know what I'm saying, I had to go in for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? That's why this show was put on, you know what I'm saying? It's strictly for the ladies. All right, thank all the ladies that called in, you know what I'm saying, supported the show today.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we do, featured in the Artist Friday Presents, Q Harper, Detroit, stand up. Because we showing up in here, boy. Peace out, everybody. Much love. Always remember to be blessed and unstressed. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Q Harper, I'll be hitting you up, my brother. Thank you very much, man.
Where did it go, baby? We took us for granted, now we're fading, yes. No more love and tenderness. Our communication's all jacked up, such a mess. Oh, baby, baby, I'm not saying anything to walk away from you. But it's merely an admonishment so we can get back to those things that we used to do. Yes, we need to go back. Hey you, baby. 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 Hey you, baby.
when I fell in love with you, baby, and you fell in love with me. Hey, 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 hey.